Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions, and here we are. I'm going to try to get our host or guest on the line here. I have to go to the okay, I'm trying to use the computer here to call, okay, I can call her on my cell phone, that's what I can do. Yeah, we're privileged to have with us tonight Julie, as soon as I can get her on the line here. Hang tight with me. I'm sorry about this. It's kind of been a crazy day. Okay. I'm calling her right now. Hi, Julie. I'm having trouble here, so I'm going to have to get you to call in. We're on the air right now. The phone number for you to call is 646-378-1297.
Call me and get that number?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, she's going to be calling here in a minute, and I'll be able to get her on the air with us. But we're privileged to have her, and Julie, who is willing to try and answer questions that are deeply bothering us, and she is going to give us of her time, and we're grateful for that, and she is waiting for her to call in here. Okay, she's going to be talking about psychology in general, and she will not be providing and or her opinions presented on this radio show, Spiritual Perceptions, by me, the host Janet Thornburg, or others that are affiliated with and are not the opinion of our guest speaker, Julie Johnson. Okay, here she is. I can answer her. Hi, Julie. Hi. It wasn't her. Again, I apologize for this technical delay that we're experiencing here. But let's talk a little bit about troubled minds. I mean, look at what's going on in the world, and you turn on the news, and we've been seeing journalists beheaded and all kinds of terrible acts of hatred, and it's just upsetting to people, and I think we all need to be able to talk to someone that can help get us on the right track. I think I have her now. Okay. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Julie. You're on the
Hi.
Air. I just read the disclaimer, and I explained that you're going to be talking about psychology in general. We already have four callers waiting for questions. But is there anything you want to say before I take calls?
No, just, you know, again, that, you know, I'm
not able to provide a diagnosis or therapy.
I understand. We understand that, and we're so grateful to have you do this. It's just wonderful, and it counts as tithing. So I'm grateful. Okay, I'm going to take the first caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello?
It's still Julie here. Just
I know, I got you. Okay. I don't know what happened there. Okay, maybe they just want to listen. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Anybody have any questions or concerns? I figured we could talk about some of the things that are going on in the world.
I was just talking. I think here comes one with a question mark. I was just saying that, you know, we're on the media. We see all these fearful acts and of violence, and you know, it just instills fear in people and upsets them. Okay, let's try this caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. You have a question for Julie?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
I'm trying to figure out how to word it. I just find myself being very, very anxious in this world today, like a lot of anxiety and things are going so fast-paced for me. I don't know how to control it, you know?
Uh-huh. How long have you been feeling anxious?
Oh, more so the last 6 months.
Well, one of the best things I think that helps with anxiety is learning how to just kind of relax. So deep breathing, some people like listening to music, some people like take a hot bath. Are you talking to a therapist?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I hope that helps you.
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Nice talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, you know, that's some of the things that we in our group do. We do deep breathing yoga techniques and find our center and try to focus on the solution, not so much the pain, although that's hard to do. Depends on what's going on. Okay, we have someone else here asking a question. I'll see if we can get them on the line here. Okay.
Not talking, huh?
Not answering, huh? Hello. Hi. You're on the air. You have a question for Julie? Hello?
Well, I figured I could maybe just talk a little bit about, you know, what I do in my practice is I work a lot with, you know, trauma. So, trauma can be pretty much anything, you know, any kind of violence, sexual violence, physical violence, emotional violence. I also, you know, work a lot with domestic violence and gay and lesbian issues. A lot of times what's not really it's kind of a hidden aspect is, you know, the domestic violence that occurs in
same-sex relationships.
Okay.
So that's really kind of an underreported population.
Yes, and, you know, like you said, it can be any kind of violence, and I noticed on your website, and we should give people the information how to find you. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I'm in the Chicago area, so you can definitely look me up on my website at www.juliejohnsonlcpc.com. Where that would give you all the information on how to reach me.
For all of our Chicago members. And, you know, I think that sometimes people just are afraid to let themselves out to somebody. And I think you should get help. You should not hold things in. And everybody feels better by just being able to talk about something. That's where the Catholics, bless their hearts, came up with confession. And it is good to get things off your chest.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, sometimes when we have things that we hold inside and kind of repress or suppress, you know, we end up having physical problems and illness.
Yeah.
You know, chronic pain and diabetes. Sometimes we get, you know, heart problems because, you know, we, you know, hold our feelings inside. Also, unresolved trauma. I mean, trauma usually leads to, you know, more physical problems. And, you know, it creates a social problem in society. You know, domestic violence is a social problem.
Yes, and bless your heart for doing what you're doing. And just thank you very much. I thank you for the world because we need people that won't want to be, that can be helpful like that. We have another caller here.
Okay,
let's see. Yes. Hi, you're on the line. Hello? I'm sure going to report this after the show. We're having a lot of trouble here.
Is it because I called into the number? Or?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I look, you know, I will try to see if there's something else. I can click on help here and see what they say. Hello? Nope. I tried this other one. Hello? 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 Nope. Not working.
People hear us?
Yes, they can hear us. They can hear us. But if somebody would call me on my cell, they couldn't hear.
Well, and this is the first time I've been on air, so I might sound a little nervous or.
No, you sound great. You sound great, really. You do, and we're just very comfortable with the show. We just are here to help people, and I've always. In my work, I've referred people to therapy because it was required for me to go into ministry. We had to have, I had to go through psychoanalysis. And I think it was good. I think it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am a lover of that because I think, you know, it helps people. We sometimes need somebody to help us get out of ourselves for a minute and show us, you know, in very good ways. And I thank God for people like you.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of, it's 1 in 4 women, you know, in society have been a victim of kind of violence in their lifetime. So if there's 4 callers on the line, one out of those 4.
Okay, here we got one. Here we got one. Let's see what happens here. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Go
How
ahead.
How are you?
Great. You have a question for Julie?
Yes. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. Thank you. I lost a child a few years ago. And with all the other losses, you know, parents and siblings and whatnot, they're all bad, but I can't seem to get past losing my child. And it's like a hole in my soul, and it's paralyzing.
That's one of the hardest losses to kind of experience is a loss of a child, you know, and because it disrupts the normal sequence of life, you know. Normal sequence of life is, you know, we're supposed to go before our children. So what's important is that you, you know, have a place where you can, you know, start to really process that loss. You know, we were talking about trauma earlier, and sometimes losses, you know, are traumatic, you know. You know, we lose somebody to suicide or homicide.
A traumatic loss. How long ago did you lose your son or your child?
My daughter, it's almost six years.
Okay. And, you know, and this time of year is usually pretty hard for people that have had, you know, a trauma or,
mm-hmm.
or loss, you know, because, you know, the holiday season, you know, usually anniversaries of the loss, that kind of a thing. So in your area, do you have, like, a local agency that you can go to for help or a therapist or...
Well, I'm kind of new to the area, so I haven't found anybody yet.
Okay.
Well, we'll just make that happen.
I think that what would be important is that, you know, it's so important that you, you know, take care of yourself, you know, so you can,
mm-hmm.
you know, start the healing process.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I couldn't understand you. What?
I said, where are you calling from? Like, what state?
California.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say, because I'm in Illinois, so for good providers, I only know for Illinois.
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think that's what's important sometimes, you know, establishing some kind of ritual, you know, helps with the grieving process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a way to kind of remember your daughter that helps as well.
Okay.
No, that's a good tip. That really is.
You know,
okay.
Like, so
sometimes, you know, like for instance, like, you know, on her birthday, you know, you might like maybe do something that you may have done together for her birthday, you know, and other significant times. As well, you know, also maybe, you know, writing a letter sometimes helps. This is kind of like,
okay.
you know, a self-help type of tip, but it's always,
uh-huh.
you know, important to also have extra support of a therapist, a counselor.
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
well,
thank you.
I have access to that information in California, so you can email me or everybody knows.
Everybody
reach me at Facebook under Janet Thornburg or at Daisy, DAISEYMAE 64@yahoo.com. Okay? Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay. Well, we have another person in line here. Let me see if I can. Hello? Hello?
They sound like they're, like, really far away. can hardly hear him. Hello?
Hello? Okay, that call dropped. Okay, so I'll try. Okay. Well, we still have people in the queue listening, so that was really good information. Grieving, I mean, you just don't think you're going out. I wouldn't even know how to fathom that. It's just, you know, so that was a really good tip.
Well, yeah, and grieving is, you know, really just a large part of life. I mean, we a lot of times we think grief is just about, you know, when somebody, you know, passes away, where, you know, grief is, you know, when you, sometimes you can, you know, grieve the loss of a job or loss of a lifestyle. You know, your parents get divorced is loss of, you know, the life that you once knew. So grief is really kind of in all areas of our life. A lot of people that have been traumatized, it's, you know, it really kind of changes your life. And so you have to kind of grieve, you know, what you lost.
Yes. Yes. And it's just a process, like healing the process, you know, going through being able to let things out. A lot of people are afraid. They're afraid to talk about their issue, or they'd rather be in, it's more comfortable to be in denial about it. And
well, yeah,
I
that's
really,
one of the stages of grief is denial, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got the, you know, the anger and then the bargaining and acceptance and all of that.
Yes, I realize that. Okay, looks like we have some more callers here. Let's see what we can do. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
It's me, Julie.
Okay. Do you have a question for Julie? Hello?
I hear somebody. It sounds like they're laughing or something like that. That's
okay.
Really hard to hear.
I know. I'm gonna certainly look into this.
Yeah, I have... I have some friends and family that said that they were going to be listening in, so I wanted to say hello to all of them.
Good.
And if you want to call in, and that would be great. Maybe that's my giggler. I don't know. my niece or my nephew. I don't know.
Well, they dropped the call. The call-in number is 646-378-1297. And we welcome your calls. And we're just all kind of learning something here today, Julie. We so certainly appreciate your time and your expertise, and you're really giving good stuff out there for people. Thank you so much. I know God will bless you for it.
Well,
okay.
You know, I love what I do, and, you know, I feel like, you know, in any way I can help, that would be, you know, that's very rewarding to me. I think we all have a calling in life, and I think this is mine.
It is, and you're just, you know, you're good. You're just very comfortable. I feel comfortable energies from you. And you definitely can tell, it comes across that you love what you do. I can feel it. It's great. Okay, let me try this again. I'm not sure what I'm doing. What's wrong here?
I love the name of this show, Troubled Minds, because I think, you know, we've all experienced, you know, our minds being troubled by something in our life. So hopefully we have some callers and come in and share what.
Nope, they dropped. Okay, they're still listening, but they're not putting up their little question mark, you know. So maybe they just prefer to listen, and that's fine, too. you know, if you have further questions, you can email me and I'll contact Julie. We'll see, you know, but basically she's recommending that a therapy for someone in your area, and don't hold on to stuff. You know, they are actually in the medical field proving that bitterness is the root of a lot of illnesses. And just like Julie said, you know, you end up getting sick, and don't hold on to stuff.
Well, and you know, we were kind of talking about, you know, hate earlier, and you know, that you know, hate is something that's learned, and we have to really be able, bitterness turns into hate. We need to all kind of learn to let go of that.
Yeah.
We can be at peace.
It used to be an old saying, hate destroys the hater. You know, it's terrible. Anger, which is the basis of, you know, it's a spirit of rage. And unfortunately, you know, back in Genesis when Cain killed Abel, he felt jealousy and unfavored. And even though God explained it to him, and gave him the way out, he rose up and killed his brother. And it's just that we're not created for that. We're created to live life and live it to the fullest and enjoy everyday life. But people are caught up in the physical things like, you know, gender issues and lifestyle issues, and, you know, that's not of the spirit. Spirit, God doesn't look at that stuff. He looks at the completed works, and they're done. And we have to access them, but we have to take charge of our emotional life. If we don't, who's going to? You know? So, you know, I recommend that people get therapy and not hold things in, and we shouldn't go into 2015 carrying a lot of baggage.
And that's what happens too, is when we hold on to things, it really starts to turn into anxiety and depression and you know, a lot of other, not only just physical, you know, mental health issues as well.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people suffer in silence. I mean, think back to, like, you know, Robin Williams. You know, he was suffering all those years and really struggling with depression, and, you know, and then he, you know, made the choice, unfortunately, to end his life.
Yes.
Instead of
reaching
out. Yes,
we've been praying for his soul. And I was kind of, you know, I don't know if you saw the movie he did on What Dreams May Come.
Yes.
And I thought about that at the time I heard about his death, and I thought, you know, he was so creative, that creative people are sensitive. And he made that choice, and that was his choice to make.
Well, and that's the thing, too, with, you know, like you're hearing a lot about these school shootings, and, you know, it's, you know, people feeling like, you know, they've been bullied or haunted for a long time, but they just feel like that's their only way out. And, you know, there's signs you can look for of, you know, when someone's being bullied. You know, are they isolating? Are they, you know, kind of missing school or not wanting to attend school? I mean, those are important significators of, you know, maybe something else is going on at the school. But that's a big problem, is, you know, school bullying.
Oh, I know. And it's just, there's so much violence. And it, you know, just like those people in Ferguson. But I think that one of the good things they're doing is they're interviewing them so that they can kind of express themselves. Like California, I don't know how many years ago, gave victims a chance to face their perpetrators, and I kind of thought that was good therapy too. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a process. I think a lot of times when I, it can be a very healing process to, in some way, confront your abuser, and it really doesn't even need to be, like, physically confronting them. It could be, you know, through a letter, just kind of...
Yeah. Journaling, like journaling?
Journaling, right. You don't really need to, you know, a lot of times, you know, their abuser has died, so they don't really, and it's not like they can go and talk to them. But, you know, there's other ways that you can do that, but you usually have to be pretty far progressed in your treatment and your healing.
Yeah.
But
we have a caller here, so let's see if we can get them on the line. They got the little question mark, so it might work.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Can
hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You have
hey,
a question
Daisy.
For
it's Vicki.
Okay.
I actually have a comment for the speaker. There's a lot of interference and background noise, so I don't know if you're on a headpiece, but I can barely hear you on your phone. I think you're on a cell phone, and it's muffled, and then I hear
really?
A lot of background noise.
Do you hear it now?
I can hear you clear now, but I heard just a lot of background noise and shuffling, so I just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, well, thank you, and I wasn't aware of that.
Well,
thank you
for that. No questions?
Oh, no. You know, it's kind of hard to ask a question. I could ask a question about dealing with or have dealt with a male figure who was someone I dated who was quite emotionally abusive, but indirectly. And I guess the part I struggle with is he still holds on, and I want to let go. And I have let go, but he still holds on. So I don't know if it's me or, you know, sometimes I don't know how to deal with that. So, you know, I just want to yell at him and tell him to go away, but I know I can't do that. Does it make sense?
Yes. Well, emotional abuse is a form of domestic violence. So, and domestic violence is about power and control. So, you know, him trying to hold on or whatever is kind of his way of trying to still maintain control over you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
it does.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of different types of ways, you know, domestic violence plays out. You know, there's, you know, coercion, threats, intimidation, economic abuse. So, you know,
they kind of, you know, isolate you from others.
Oh,
he did that.
Oh, he did that. And he tried to sabotage a potential relationship with somebody by saying bad things about me. And it was, you know, that, and then the financial stuff,
Well, I mean, if you're feeling like
you don't, you know, like feel safe or whatever, you could always go to your local courthouse and try to get an, you know, like an order of protection.
I tried.
Okay.
And they apparently didn't believe me. So he's still on the job. He's a police officer, so go figure.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know what state you're calling in, but I know in Illinois they have some pretty strict, you know, laws in place for domestic violence and obtaining order of protection and stuff like that. So makes it a little bit more difficult, it sounds like, where you're at.
I'm in Illinois.
Oh,
okay.
You are? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But I think the thing proved. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just hard to prove. And I tried this before, and I've even told him, if you don't leave me alone, this is what's going to happen. And, you know, I've gone to his sergeant and said, hey, he's an alcoholic. I've done everything I could do to get him off my back. It's like I don't know how to put it. He's in my aura. He's just, like, there. And
well,
I don't love this person.
Have you tried to go to the Illinois a Coalition Against Domestic Violence website. It's actually called Illinois Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and it has a lot of resources on that website about domestic violence, as well as there's a lot of domestic violence agencies in Illinois where not only can you get therapy, but they also have court advocates, and court advocates can assist you in getting order protections and
kind of
helping you through the court process, and it's usually free of charge.
Wow,
okay.
That's wonderful.
I'll check it out for sure.
10
okay.
stars for Illinois.
I know.
You don't have any like California coalitions against domestic violence for you?
Yes, we do, but I'm happy for a state that gets involved. I mean, I was born in Kentucky, and trust me, back in the day, you didn't talk about it because nobody's going to do nothing about it.
Well, it's really sad, but it's still kind of like that now. It's domestic violence is a really big secret. You know, nobody talks about it.
That's sad.
And you know what? Because he is a police officer, he don't have to physically do anything. He's emotionally abusive, so therefore it can't be proven on his end that he's doing anything. Do you know what I mean?
Right, and that's why it would be good to get connected to one of those
agencies, because that is part of domestic violence, is emotional abuse. Again, intimidating, stalking, and those agencies can, help you with the court process and enlighten the court about really what domestic violence is. It's, a lot of times people think it's just about, the physical aspect or the sexual abuse aspect, but there's more involved.
Okay.
Well, you got some really good tips there. And check out Julie's website.
I don't know where you're. JulieJohnsonLCPC.com.
Okay.
You're in the same place.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what part of Illinois she's in, but.
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my practice is in Chicago. Yeah, there's a lot of domestic violence agencies in and around Chicago. And you being a victim of domestic violence, again, you would get free services. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Check out that website. Thank you.
Okay.
He gave her a lot of good information. Actually, there was a study down in California, and there were a lot of people in law enforcement that men were, and actually, I used to do classes at drug and alcohol here in Lassen County, and there was a woman in there that was, involved with someone of high stature. She was so scared. She was not even to tell her real name. People live under those circumstances, and it's nice to know that there are agencies out there that will help them. Yeah, we have them here, too. We have a 24-hour hotline. They actually put women in shelters and help them go through the legal process. We have crisis line here that does that, and I've worked on those lines before, so donated my time.
Yeah, we have a lot of those domestic violence hotlines here and shelters and stuff as well. But I've noticed the population that's really kind of underreported is the the gay community. There's a lot of shelters out there for women, but there's no battered men's shelters, so gay men, are left going to a homeless shelter versus a, battered.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, I know. And that's not fair, really. I mean, I think we're coming around. At, you know, it's now they're offering services, and they're people are becoming more humane. They're all human beings. What their life orientation is their choice. And I don't know why people just can't live peaceably among with each other. Even the scripture says how wonderful it is when everybody lives at peace. And
even boys that have been like sexually abused. I mean, it's just they just don't report it. You know, men that are in domestic violence relationships don't. You know, they just don't report it. You know, boys are less apt to report it.
It's easier to be in denial than to have to face
girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's a type of shame, you know, with boys and men. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, kind of being the victim, you know. Society, you know, with societal roles and men, you know, need to be strong and the providers and all of that kind of thing. Kind of does a disservice for men that are in those situations.
Yes. Yes. Well, I believe in the grace of God that, and it's not the spirit and the flesh are at odds with each other. So the spirit doesn't look upon the flesh. The spirit looks upon the spirit, the Holy Spirit. So we have, we don't judge people's lifestyles. Consenting adult, California has a law of consenting adults, and just as long as there's no victims, that's what the way I look at things.
Well, yeah, because sometimes there's, you know, like, you know, in this gay and lesbian couples, you know, there's domestic violence, and again, you know, the men are less apt to report it than the gay women, and gay women can easily leave and go to a shelter where men have to, you know, they end up
that makes it really rough. And I'm sure even if, okay, any male, that would be a difficult thing for to even talk about.
I mean, it's not like just men are the batterers to women. I mean, there are relationships where the woman is abusive to the man. And, yeah, that's even hard for the man to report.
Cause
it's kind of like the men, you know, the society are supposed to be strong and providers. And
probably afraid of being laughed at or humiliated in some way because a woman abused them. Well, I don't think anyone deserves to be abused. Anyone. And I hope that people who are abused will seek out counselors like you and get their self-esteem back and be able to face those issues and recover. You know, and recovery is a lot.
That's part of the dynamic of a batterer in domestic violence is they tend to beat down the self-esteem and the confidence in their partner to the point where they start to feel like, you know, they can't find anybody else, they don't deserve anybody else, and which, you know, they remain stuck in that situation.
Yeah,
they lack
really confidence. Difficult. They were talking on the TV about that girl that was kidnapped, and this man told her every day that she was his wife. And after a certain point in time, she believed it. And you hear every single day of your life that you're, you know, worthless, stupid. You begin to believe it. And actually, I've talked with women who felt that they deserved the punishment. And I'm going, oh, no, you do not.
And a lot of times, you know, and you know, I think just kind of our society is it's just blame the victim mentality. You know, it's, well, why did you do this or why did you do that? You know, it's never, in other words, you know, a woman walking maybe in the parking lot at night, you know, they question her about, well, why were you walking in a parking lot at night, where they should say, well, why did you attack that woman or that person? You know, it's kind of blaming the victim. You know, why did you stay? Why did you do this?
Yeah. When I work crisis line, I also work for a rape hotline in Hermosa Beach, California, when I was down south. And you know, they, women didn't want to go through the court process. They didn't want to remember or have to relive that again, and also, you know, the cross-examination where you have a strong attorney that looks for something to pick on, right, to make you look not good because they're defending.
Right.
So it's really very difficult. But in all those years, I noticed something. I'm very observant. I noticed that a large percentage of those women gained a lot of weight after being traumatized like that. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, yeah, I think it's part of the self-esteem, you know, and sometimes it's, you know, it's very soothing and comforting to, you know, when we nourish ourselves, like with food, so.
I'm a guilty one.
Yeah, and then, you know, you feel bad about yourself and you tend to gain weight. That's back to kind of, you know, it's really important to express yourself and not hold things in.
Okay, looks like we have another caller here. Question mark. Hello? Hello? Okay, these people are just listening.
Is there a lot, can you tell there's a lot of people listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after the show, they email me the statistics, how many people listen, how many people called, and then they send you later on. There, people can always go to the archives and listen to the show if they missed it for any reason, and you can listen to it out of the archives. You just have to go to the blog.
Oh, I see.
You can, and then they'll send me the statistics on people that listened in the archives as well.
What's the website to go to be able to listen to
blogtalkradio.com/ spiritual perceptions, and you can listen to any radio show that I have done and at any time. So if they happen to miss the show. But, you know, Julie, you have certainly demonstrated a wonderful talent and compassion.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if I want to hear myself, actually. I'm feeling a little nervous and, you know, lost for words sometimes. But, you know, I really am, I feel very honored to be, you know, invited onto this show.
Well, we really appreciate having you. And again, any callers, you can refer to Julie's website, if you'll give them the website again.
JulieJohnsonLCPC.com.
Okay, if you have, especially our Chicago listeners. And I can be reached at Janet Thornburg Facebook or at Keen.com, Daisy64478 for any questions, or you can follow us on Facebook. You can notify me there, or at Daisy, DAISEYMAE 64 at yahoo.com. And we have no more callers, so Julie, I think we can probably call it a day. Unless you have anything else to say.
Well, I don't know. I was just waiting to see if we had any more listeners. Do we have listeners still, or has everybody hung up?
Okay, let me check on that. Good question. Thank you. No, we seem to be clear. So
okay.
We're in a little early, and again, you can contact us if you have any questions. I'll answer your email.